Today is June 2nd, 2014. This is Sylvania City Council, the Streets Committee. The time is 6:30 PM. Present is myself, Todd Milner, Chair, Mike Brown, Sandy Hussman, Mark Lukey. Also in attendance, Bill Sansford, Joe Shaw, Leslie Brining, Sharon Booker, Katie Capellini. And we also have Toledo Blade represented, Natalie. And we have a couple other citizens that are with us. The purpose of this meeting is the Complete Streets Policy, which we have had to adopt due to some, essentially, it comes down to grant funding, that if we do not have this policy. And what I'd like to do is turn it over to Joe Shaw, have him explain why we had to form this policy, and if there's any upside, downsides. Mr. Shaw.
Thank you, Mr. Milner. As you alluded to, the TMACOG body, back in March of this year, adopted this policy within their body. And basically, what it does is, anyone who's looking for acquiring funds to TMACOG, that's federally mandated, whether it be CMAT funds, surface transportation funds, anything like that, you have to go through a checklist to make sure you're looking at streets not only from a transportation, a vehicular transportation mode, but pedestrian, bicycles, transit, any other type of facility that goes through that. So anytime you have a project that comes up, especially if you're looking for federal funds, you have to fill out this checklist to make sure you're looking at all modes of transportation and not just vehicles. So that's the reason they put it in place, and as a part of their policy, they recommended that other local and state jurisdictions look at adopting this as a part of their code as well. And so that's the reason it's been brought before you tonight to take a look at is we developed our own Complete Streets policy. We did try to model a lot of things after TMACOG's. We did leave a few things out here and there, but we tried to look at it from Sylvania's perspective and not necessarily a big regional network. So that's the reason the Complete Streets policy is in front of you tonight.
Mr. Shaw, are there any downsides to this policy?
There's no downsides for us for looking at it, especially for us. I mean, if it's a project here in Sylvania that's going to be done with local funds, we still operate the exact same way. We'll take a look at looking at transit, pedestrian, bicycle facilities where it fits. We don't have to spend those monies if we don't think it fits. So particularly for TMACOG, if we're looking to get after federal funds that they want, we have to look at it. We still have discretion on our end to apply this policy where we see fit.
I'll look to other members of the Streets Committee. First, Mr. Brown and Ms. Hussman, if you have any questions. Other members of council, any questions regarding this policy? I should note for the record that Mr. Hanum is here as well as the mayor.
I think just a context question for Joe. If we were to go forward and apply for federal monies or state monies under this plan, do we get, in the scoring, do we get points off if we don't meet the requirements of the Complete Streets piece?
If you do not meet the requirements of their Complete Streets policy, yes, you would lose. I think it's a single point in their scoring system.
Per deficit or overall.
But it does make a difference because the scoring is quite competitive.
Right. So this, what I'm asking is, this is not as simple as passing the policy. We've now got to make kind of separate to comply with all of the things in the policy.
That's right. They do have a few exceptions within the TMACOG policy itself that you can opt out, but you have to be able to prove those in front of their body. And then, like I said, part of that is a checklist where you go through and you outline exactly what they want. And if you think your project has an exception to the rule that you don't need to apply with, you
I should note, I talked to Mr. Aller today, and he said that great care was taken in the crafting of this policy to make sure that we would meet the needs of this point scoring, but as well that the best interest of the city of Sylvania were kept in mind, and Mr. Aller, as well as what Mr. Shaw has said, is very comfortable with the way this policy has been crafted. Are there any other questions to be brought forth? Seeing none, is there a recommendation to City Council? Mr. Brown moved, Ms. Hussman seconded that the complete streets policy be recommended to Sylvania City Council for approval. Is there anything else to be brought before the Streets Committee at this time? If not, the Streets Committee stands adjourned at 6:36 p.m. Thank you very much.